Hey, it's Kit, and welcome to the Scamcast, the podcast where I purposely fall for scams. I disguise my voice and act like an unsuspecting victim so I can keep scammers distracted for hours. And if you're new here, we put these scammers into some pretty hilarious situations while we expose their lies. In the last episode, I was talking to scammers claiming to be from Amazon who were helping me remove the supposed hackers from my computer. They noticed that I had over $1 million worth of Bitcoin, and they are now focused on trying to steal it. This call was originally recorded live on twitch.tv/kipboga using a virtual computer. I hope you enjoy. I wonder if he's on my computer typing. Yeah, he's currently like trying to get my Kraken password.
Hello?
Miss Williams, can you hear me?
Oh, hi. Who's this?
It's Miss Williams. This is Brian Foster, ma'am.
Oh, Brian, how are you?
I'm good.
Brian,
ma'am.
I was trying to ask you, how do I turn the Bitcoin into cash? I was in the kitchen. Your phone.
Ms.
Every
Williams.
Time I go
Ms.
in the
Williams.
Kitchen, yes. Your phone sounds our like one of those dubstep songs that
you understand you.
Got popular a while back. I don't know if you've heard, you know, the ones where you'd have like somebody singing and then all of a sudden they'd be like,
can you please step out? Can you please step, ma'am? You're still near the kitchen.
No,
can you please step away?
No, I'm not in the kitchen, but I can go back if you need me to. Can you hear me all right?
No, please don't. But there's a lot of, you know, vibration.
Okay,
can you call him back on the toll-free number you wrote me on?
Wait, what?
Ma'am?
Oh my gosh, I forgot.
Can you please call me back on the toll-free number you were talking to me on?
I've had this playing the entire time, but I turned it off for you and I because it's annoying. I've had that so loud for him, I completely forgot.
Announcement.
Hello?
Miss Williams?
Yes, this is she.
Miss Williams? This is much better, ma'am. Can you hear me fine now?
Yes, sorry. I have a 15-foot cell phone dongle, and I just toss it in the kitchen, and it normally powers up the cell phone whenever I need to charge it. So it might have been because I had the cell phone charger just in the kitchen.
Oh. Okay, ma'am, Miss Williams.
Anyway,
can I please say something?
Yeah, go. I was trying to find out.
Can I please tell you something?
I was telling my husband. He's very excited about that Bitcoin. But I was wondering, how do we move it into cash?
Obviously, you both are. Please.
How would we take the
Miss Williams, can you hear me?
$1 million.
Can you hear me, ma'am?
And convert it into usable currency.
Miss Williams, can you hear me?
Oh yeah, yes, I can hear you.
So, please listen to me, ma'am. I beg you, please listen to me.
Of course.
I've been trying to tell you this like for like 10 minutes. I can understand you are excited that you just became a millionaire.
Well,
but you're
on
the verge to lose that all if you don't listen to me.
Wait, why would I lose it?
You could just lose because it is not secure. Your computer, the whole network is totally hacked. People can just get into it and they can steal your information. They can steal all of the Bitcoins. So you have to cooperate with us. We are trying to help you here. We're trying to work you here.
Okay. Why would they steal it?
There are a couple of technicians assigned on your computer to do the job as we were trying to install the security. So we still need to install the security before you can move this money anywhere around, because currently anything you do, you'll be just giving your information to somebody else.
Why?
So you have to, if you raise this money, if you want to cash it out, You have to cooperate with our security team so that they can help you to protect this account. And then you can securely take this money out. You can convert it into cash. And there are many ways you can convert it into cash without paying a single penny to the government.
Okay, well, that's exactly what I want to, that's exactly what I'm talking about. That's more like it, Brian. That's the type of, that's the kind of stuff that I need to know.
If that is exactly
what
you want.
That's what I was asking you. That's what I was saying.
I'm sorry to interrupt you again.
It's like, but I need a go-getter like that.
Exactly.
You know, if I need a real go-getter like that. Can you give me one second?
Stuart,
honey. He said we can get the money and the government won't even hear it. The government won't do it. Yes, he was saying that he can take it and make sure that the government doesn't see any of it. Exactly. Brian, are you there? Hello? Brian?
Yes, Miss Williams, I'm here. I'm here.
Sorry, my husband wants to know a little bit more
I'm
about...
I'm here, ma'am.
He's trying to find out a little bit more about how we could bypass all of the government things like that.
If you don't mind,
if there's some way we could do it. I'm not sure exactly how we would, but could you explain how we take the million byte coins and then put that into a million United States coins?
Ma'am, it is very difficult to understand you.
Sorry, what was that? You said it was very... You cut out there for a second. It's very...
Miss Williams, ma'am, we cannot really talk in this magnetic field.
Can you please come out of the kitchen, get a little far?
Ma'am, please get a little far from the kitchen so I can understand you.
Oh, I'm right out, honey. I'm kind of standing 1 foot in the kitchen, one out of the other, because I can hear you pretty well. I can hear you pretty well right now. I'm trying to tell my husband what you're telling me. So tell me, how do I take the $1 million and turn it into cash?
Okay, first of all, you have to come to the computer and please log into your account again.
Okay. Sorry, say that one more time.
We have to secure your account first. Come to the computer, ma'am. Come to the computer, please.
You want me to go to the bank or something?
Come to the computer.
What do I do with the Bitcoin, Brian? Please stop wasting my time.
What?
I need to convert it to cash.
Come to the computer, ma'am. Come to the computer, please.
Okay, what? I'm back at the computer.
Okay, and Miss Williams, I'm not wasting your time, ma'am. To be honest, a lot of my time has been wasted because I can understand you're excited, but you're not listening to me, ma'am. You're not letting me do the job.
What do you mean?
You need to secure your account if you really want this money. So please put your password so that we can secure this account on your computer. Because anybody can log into your account from any other computer in the world, and they would be able to take this money out.
Okay.
So if you want nobody to access your account,
How would they be able to get the Bitcoin if they don't have my password? I mean, no one's going to guess my password. It's the most secure password that I've ever thought of.
Ma'am,
I use it for everything. single one of my accounts. It's the price of a large cheese pizza and a soda.
Let's put it in here again, Miss Williams. Let's put it in here again, please.
Well, I can't put it on. I can't do it on the computer. You said it's infected. I have to wait till the firewall shows up. You know what we better do? Let me just turn the computer off. I'm going to turn the computer off. And then in a couple days, why don't you call me once the firewall gets back? Because I think that would probably be the best thing to do. You know, because then once the firewall gets to the house, then we can secure the whole thing.
We have installed the firewall already. We have installed the firewall already. And I don't want to
have any interference with any kind of...
What are you doing, ma'am? What are you doing?
Effects or anything like that. I don't want the hackers to get on there and be able to take the money.
Ma'am, the firewall is installed. We did install it. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, you did? Oh, I didn't know that.
Don't you see it working? It's been working on your computer for like 20 minutes. We already installed the firewall. What we want you to do now is protect your account. Because currently, the account is not saved on your computer.
Well,
you have to save
it
on the computer.
You did that.
Then
you
nobody
did that.
Can log into this account.
You did that for free? Just out of the own kindness
not
of your heart?
Not please put the password.
You little angel, you.
No. No. Miss Williams, no. Listen to me, ma'am.
Seriously.
Ma'am. Listen to me, please.
But he secured the computer, huh? That way we will be able to get the current. The current.
I can't help myself now. He's getting angry. Okay, I'm gonna try to log in to my account. Oh wait, I think he's on the computer.
Announcement.
Hello.
Yes, Miss Williams.
Oh, hi. Is this Brian?
Yes, ma'am, it is Brian.
Oh, Brian. My husband is so grateful for your...
Can you hear me? Can you hear me fine now?
Yeah, I can.
Can you hear me fine now?
Yeah, it's actually a lot better.
Can you hear me fine now? I just wanted to say something, ma'am. I don't feel like helping you anymore. I'm really sorry about that. Because you're about to get me fired.
Why would I get you fired? What do you mean you don't want to help me? You've been so helpful all afternoon.
Because, ma'am, I have been trying to... Again, you're just talking and talking. And you're not listening to me at all. And you are not cooperating with us. And it has... Listen, the work is supposed to take only half an hour. It has taken more than 3 hours. Just because you are not listening to me.
Honey, I'm so sorry, sweetheart. You've been like a little angel helping me with everything. I bought the firewall. I mean, why would I get you fired?
You are about to get this little angel fired. You are about to get this, ma'am. First of all, when I told you that we have installed the firewall, you started shouting all over that it's free. It's free. It is not.
Okay, well,
we installed the firewall.
Did you pay for it with
Did
you pay for it with the credit card,
How
did you do that?
You don't want to listen to me?
No, I'm listening.
You don't want to listen to me?
Yes. Brian.
So please let me finish.
I have enough money to pay for it with
please
the Bitcoin. I just need to know how to convert it to cash.
Ma'am, I can tell you all about it. I can secure account. I can help you to get this transferred into cash wallet. You can simply take it out from there in cash. But you listen to me. I can understand you're excited. I'm excited too. This is like the first time in front of me. But you have to be calm. You have to be calm. so that can be processed.
How am I supposed to be calm when I'm looking at my computer screen right now? It says 10. There's a couple commas in this. I mean, there's multiple commas sitting there.
Okay, hold on.
I haven't seen this much money before. There's two commas. Current valuation, $1 million. I don't even want to stay logged in. I feel like someone's stealing this right now. How do you get it out? Do you know, Brian, or should I talk to an expert? I wonder if I can find the Bitcoin.
Ma'am. Okay, I'm shutting down your computer. You can't do anything on it. I'm sorry.
Wait, Brian.
You are not listening. Again, you're not listening.
Brian, what do you? You're not talking to me. I'm just. What do you want me to do?
I am talking to you, ma'am. You don't let me finish. You just over talk again and again, and I just can't say what I'm trying to say.
Brian, speak your mind, sweetheart. What is it that you need to say? I'm listening.
Can you please? Okay, Miss William. I just want you to please calm yourself down only for 2 minutes. And please listen to me carefully.
Okay.
You can get this $1 million, but just listen to me, please.
Okay? If I have questions, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to raise my... Well, you won't be able to see me if I raise my hand. What do I do if I have a question?
When I'm done talking.
Okay, well, what if you talk for a really long time and there's no time for me to ask questions?
But just give me 2 minutes.
Okay, go ahead. I'll give you a few minutes. Yeah, that's fine.
I just want to tell you something. It'll take 2 minutes.
Okay.
We have saved the account on the computer. Now, nobody in the whole world can log into this account on computer, your Kraken account. So it is now partially, not completely, but partially it is secured.
All right. Listen,
now what
I'm
we
totally
have to do is,
to
since
you
want to convert this into cash, again, don't go to the kitchen. We can't really hear that.
Nope, I'm not in the kitchen. I had to rotate because it's not.
And
it's, I'm getting kind of cold.
What just happened to the computer? And the other thing I want you to do is leave your mouse and keyboard. Leave it at all, completely. Leave. Okay, do not touch your mouse and keyboard.
Not touching anything.
Technicians are still working. Let them work.
Okay.
Let them work. Let the technicians work.
Yeah, for sure. I'm not touching anything. I'm just...
Your computer is close to the kitchen, ma'am, because your display is moving around. It's dancing around. Can you please take your computer?
I mean...
Just take your computer.
I didn't move closer to the kitchen. My husband said that he was going to plug in a couple more microwaves because we could afford the electricity this month. I wonder if that's what it is. I'm not sure. I don't.
He's already excited, isn't he?
I don't really know. But we'll see.
Okay, Miss William, let me do one thing here.
Yeah.
Miss William, again. You're not listening to me, ma'am.
I'm listening.
Okay.
You just tell me what you want, sweetheart.
To proceed further and to secure your account, I am getting you a call arranged from Chris.
Okay, who's Chris?
It's our technician, and he also takes care of the billings, so he can help you to secure your account completely because it's partially secured right now. Okay.
Okay.
He can
help
you to secure it completely, and he can also help you. He can also help to convert it into the cash.
Okay.
But make sure when you're talking to Chris, you are nowhere near the kitchen because there's a lot of disturbance.
No, of course. So, and who does Chris work for exactly? Like, where does he...
Okay.
How do you know Chris? Like, where's Chris from?
Chris is a technical expert and the billings manager. From Amazon itself, ma'am. Chris is a technical... technical expert and
hopefully we can get everything
right again. Do not touch the computer.
If we can get all the Bitcoin and convert it into cash, that would be really good.
Yes, yes. He is. He
so
is
Chris
calling,
is gonna
he's
know
calling
how to do
you
that.
For that. He's calling
Chris
you for
is gonna
that.
Know
okay?
how to do that. Is what you're saying?
Yes. Please log into the account again, ma'am. It's not logged
okay.
in. I will need you to log into Kraken again, please.
I think that I would. Well, let's talk to Chris first because Chris is the expert, and frankly, you probably don't know what you're doing. And I don't want to get too excited. It's $1 million, after all. We should be careful with it, don't you think? That we should.
Okay. Yes, ma'am, that is what I'm trying to explain to you, because currently you're putting everything at risk.
No, I don't want to do
so
that.
If you want money, if you really want this $1 million, yes, so please let me ask Chris to call you. He'll call you right away, and you can
okay.
talk to him.
All right.
And he can help you further, okay?
All right, oh, yeah, thank you.
I need you to log into your account over
Brian,
here.
Brian, really
please
quick
log
before
into
you...
First.
I'll call you, I guess I'll call you afterwards, but I was curious, do you live, like, in a large metropolitan, like, where exactly do you live? Do you have some sort of, like, a flower store, or, like, edible arrangements?
I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
Some, okay.
I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, ma'am.
Can I send you a little gift basket, maybe? You want to write down your address, and I'll just send you a little basket, maybe with some summer sausage.
I can give you my address. You can send it down there.
Or like a Build-A-Bear. Or maybe the ones with the little salamis
certainly.
In it. You like salami?
Thank you so much, Miss
Williams. Or anything like that. You like salami?
Yes, Miss Williams. Thank you so much for this.
Because
you
I'd
send
like
me,
to help
me anything you want. I would appreciate any gifts.
Or a microwave. We have quite a bit.
I would appreciate a microwave.
Would you like a microwave, honey?
Miss William, we again have the connection problem. Can I just ask Chris to call you and he can give you the office address and you can send the gift there. That's no problem. And I would appreciate every little gift. You can just send something small. That would be very much appreciated. Ma'am?
Is Chris, I still haven't gotten any calls from Chris.
One moment. Chris will call you back. I'm asking him to call you back right now, so please stay near the phone and I'll call, okay?
Okay.
Stay away from the kitchen and do not touch anything on the mouse or the keyboard, okay?
Okay. All right.
You can see there's a monitoring going on. Let it be. We are monitoring it. We are monitoring the security and everything. So please do not touch anything, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right, just leave it as it is. I'm sending information to Chris. He's calling you back right away, okay?
Okay, sure. That's fine.
Announcement.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, hi. Am I speaking with Miss Williams?
Who's this?
So, miss, my name is Chris. You were talking to Brian?
Brian? Oh, you're Chris.
Brian, my name is Chris. How are you?
Oh, hi, Chris. Brian spoke very highly of you. He said that you're a bit of a professional when it comes to Bitcoin.
Yes, miss.
Right?
Yes. Can you come in front of your computer?
Not right now, no.
Are you not in front of the computer?
No, I'm not in front of the computer right now. I'm kind of in the middle of something.
And how long will it take you to reach in front of the computer?
Oh, not long. It's just I was messaging someone on my iPad, like a Bitcoin support.
Okay.
A Bitcoin support. I'm trying to see if I can get some. Did Brian explain what's going on or no?
We will help you, miss. Don't worry. You can come in front of the computer. I am expert and I will help you out in each and every step, okay?
You're a Bitcoin expert? How does Brian know you?
Miss, the Brian worked with us. And your call has been transferred to the Bitcoin support department and we handle all kind of Bitcoin related cases.
The Bitcoin support department of Amazon?
Yes. Miss, not Amazon. Amazon it doesn't deal with the Bitcoin things, but your call has been transferred because the Brian told me that you had some issues regarding the Bitcoin. Is that right?
But Brian works for Amazon, I thought.
The Brian was with Amazon.
And you said you work with Brian.
Miss, the Brian, yes, the Amazon is a very big department. I hope you know that, right?
Okay. Anyway,
and your call has been, even if you need a technician of a computer, your call can be, Amazon can transfer your call to the department as well. We have a department available because lots of people deals with lots of things, right? So Amazon is a big department.
Right. Okay.
Now, can you come in front of the computer?
Yes. Hold on a minute. Give me 1 second. Let me head back over there. So, do you know of a way to convert Bitcoin into cash?
Definitely. I will tell you the steps and I will have, do you want to convert it into the cash?
Yes.
We will do that. No problem. We will help you out how you can do it, okay?
Okay.
Now, first of all, we just secure your account, Miss, because right now we have installed the firewall as the brand told you. Now, we need to secure your Bitcoin account. Can you, are you in front of the computer now?
Yeah, give me 1 quick second. All right. So what do I?
You can please.
What do I? What do I have to do?
Log in your account.
You want me to log in? Brian said it might not.
Yeah, type the password.
Brian said it might not be safe, though. Is that true?
We will secure it, Miss. We have already installed the firewall.
I kind of miss talking to Brian. He's very nice. Oh.
Okay. Once we will fix everything, Miss, your call will be transferred back to the Brian. Once we will secure your Bitcoin account.
Sorry, I don't know if Brian told you. My husband's inventing the world's first macro wave in the other room over there, and sometimes it causes some problems with the electronics.
Okay.
So you don't really seem like much of an expert to me. What makes you an expert?
Miss, basically, our job is to secure the wallet. Like, I hope you know that the Bitcoin remain in the Bitcoin wallet. You okay. Get one wallet where you can keep your Bitcoins, right? Now we need to just check out the right now the wallet which you are using in your account, is it safe or not? Okay, that's what we are checking it out.
Oh, okay. You think I should just call them?
To Kraken?
Right. I wonder, maybe I should do that.
Not right now, Miss, because the Kraken's job is not to secure your computer.
Okay. Well, I think I might have to move into the kitchen or talk to Brian because I just can't seem to get my internet to work right. I'm just moving closer to the kitchen to see if maybe it helps. Maybe it'll help. Sometimes it speeds up on the internet.
You are breaking up. See, you don't have to. You don't listen to me, Miss Williamson. You don't have to.
Oh, there's some phone numbers for.
These numbers doesn't belong to the Kraken, okay?
Well, I would just call the official Bitcoin. That's all.
No, this is not an official Bitcoin, Miss. The Bitcoin has a lots of platform, lots of companies has launched their wallet.
Right.
So make sure that you will not reach to the wrong end, okay?
Okay. Well, it sounds like you don't really know what to do.
Miss, we know that. We are just checking your account right now and we are doing it in front of you so that you can also check it out. If you will call in any random number, Miss, it can reach you to any other place. It is not a real Bitcoin support where you are looking right now on internet.
Okay, but How do I convert the Bitcoin into cash? Could you explain that?
We will definitely, miss. So what you need to do, first of all, you need to convert your BTC to USD.
Yeah, like that's USD, what I'm asking like you dollar. How to do. I don't need you to tell. How do I do it?
Miss, you need to convert your Bitcoin to USD.
How?
Into US dollars. And US dollars, yeah, I will let you know, miss. It is inside the website. It is inside the platform, okay?
Okay, I'll just find it on my phone.
You just need...
Because I don't think you really know what to do, so...
Hold on, I'm going to call some of these numbers that are fake Bitcoin, maybe.
Yes, is this the Bitcoin support? I saw your number online.
This is?
Okay.
This is? Tell me how may I help you?
Well, so... Long story short, I recently stumbled upon a, I realized years ago I had purchased a significant sum of Bitcoin, and I happened to check right now, and I saw that I have a balance. But I'm trying to figure out, how I could convert it into cash. And I had a gentleman from Amazon helping me, but I don't think he really knows what to do. So I thought I would call. I would call the official Bitcoin. Oh, I'm actually getting a call from him now.
Hey,
hold on 1 second. Sorry, hold on. Hello. Hello.
Miss Williamson, can you hear me?
Yes, Brian.
Miss, it's not Brian. This side is Chris.
Oh, Chris, listen, I've got a Bitcoin expert on the phone. Chris, will you explain the problem? It sounds like we need to secure the wallet so we can convert it into cash. Does that sound right?
Is somebody on the call with me?
Yeah, his name is Chris. He was helping me with my computer, and he said I had to secure the wallet. Hello? Can you hear me, sir?
Miss Williamson, will you listen to me? Will you listen to me? Which number
yeah.
did you dial, miss? Where did you...
Oh, no,
did you
the
dial?
Other guy hung up. No. I should have baited him a little bit more before I merged the calls.
Miss Williamson, can you hear me?
Yeah, sorry. I'm getting a call from the other guy. He works for the official Bitcoin support, so I think I'm going to go ahead and work with them. All right?
Miss,
tell Brian,
where did you get that number?
Thank you. Oh, Google. I just searched for it.
Miss, that's not the right number.
I'll talk to you later then, all right? You have a good...
That's not the right number.
Tell Brian I really appreciate all of his help securing my computer.
Miss, that is not a right number which you are...
Announcement.
Yes, hello?
Yeah, hi, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, did we get disconnected?
Yeah, ma'am. First of all, the Amazon guy that whom you're talking to, he cannot help you.
Okay. Well, they
please
were giving...
disconnect the call with him and do not talk to him.
They were giving me my Amazon refund, and I told them, you know, we were talking about Bitcoin, and, you know, one thing led to another, and I logged in there, and I have a significant sum of money. And then they told me that I had to secure it. And that's when I
really understand. Don't worry. Do not talk to them because they are liars. Do not talk to them.
What?
It is your choice. It is your choice if you want to talk to Amazon. After Amazon and talk about the Bitcoin.
Okay, you said they're liars? It sounds like he would fight if his phone didn't disconnect like that. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, who is this?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, is that Miss Williams?
Yes.
Yeah, hi, Miss Williams, this is Mark, and I'm calling you from the Bitcoin support team. I guess you were looking at our number on...
Hello? Yes, can you hold on just one moment? Hold on. Okay, hello?
Yes, ma'am, how can I help you today?
So I... am trying to secure a Bitcoin wallet.
All right. May I know that which company account do you have? Like, are you trading on Binance or Coinbase or Kraken or Cash App?
Yes, it's called Kraken.
Kraken, all right. And may I know that what sort of security are you looking for your Kraken account?
Well, a guy from Amazon helped me install a firewall, but he said that that might not be enough, I guess.
Okay. Ma'am, it's absolutely fine. I mean, I'm not sure. Conversation you were having with Amazon, that's fine. But even if you have a conversation with Amazon, it's still okay. I mean, they're a legitimate company.
Oh, yes. Yes, they are very legitimate. I felt like they were quite respectful and helpful and everything. They don't know anything about Bitcoin, you know?
Well, Bitcoin is something, ma'am, you know, this is trending nowadays. So even if somebody doesn't have a job to do with Bitcoin, he can still explain you what it is. And we can go ahead and we can look it up for you and let me know what you need for this.
Okay. All right.
All right. So to begin with, ma'am, can you open up the Google Chrome on your computer?
Sure. Let me see. All right, I got it open.
You have it there. So over there at the top where you type in the website's name, you need to type in UltraViewer. Do you want me to spell it out for you?
UltraViewer. Okay.
.com.
.com. Hold on.
Let me know what do you see after that.
I'm just going to take a minute.
It happens when you have a firewall set up there. It might not give you the link. Like, it might not open up the website for you. Instead, what you can do is you can go to the top of the page again.
Go
to the top of the page again, and over there you can type. Yeah, you can type anydesk.com. That's A-N-Y-D-E-S-K.
Like, this guy has to be in some way affiliated with Brian, right? Because of the way he's like, oh, Amazon is perfectly
legit.
You
can replace it by anydesk.com.
And he's like defending the firewall.
At the extreme top where you type the website.
I don't think he is Brian. It doesn't sound like Brian to me. Right, and the other guy has no reason to really be motivated. Notice how he hasn't called me back yet. He was like, hey, you decide. I don't care. Call me back if you want help, kind of a thing. Whereas this guy is like, there's $1 billion on the line.
Do you have the website of AnyDesk open up over there?
It looks like I'm working on it. It says remote desktop.
All right.
Software.
You can click on download now.
Oh, he's already on my computer.
Yeah, that's right.
Too.
You can click on download now. There
he
will be a link over
the
there.
Mouse.
A download now in green.
And
you
he
can
noticed
just click
right
on it
when I was on AnyDesk. So.
Okay, hold on.
Do you see a download now in green?
Yes, download now, it says.
Okay, now on the left bottom, a page, like, you know, a file would have been downloaded by the name of anydesk.exe. Just click on it. On the extreme bottom left.
Extreme bottom left. Okay, I'm getting very thirsty right now. I only have water. I might need to go to the kitchen.
Of course, a glass of water
if that's all right with you.
Please, no problem, ma'am. Let me know once you're back.
No problem. Okay, hold on a second. So tell me, how does this work exactly? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. I can hear you fine.
Okay, good. That's great. Perfect.
Is she feeling better? You got your water?
Well, I moved the computer here into the kitchen. I still have to get water.
Okay.
Okay, what should I do now? Is there any desk?
Okay, you got the any desk. You can just give me one moment, and I'll go ahead and I'll connect to your desk so that I can go ahead and check this out for you. Like, what sort of securities are required? Just a moment.
All right. Yeah, you go ahead and do whatever you need.
Sure, just a moment.
This guy's right. Not even.
Looks like
not
I'm even connected phased. To your computer
I feel like
now.
I have to. Just I feel like moment. I have to make it even worse. Now, part of it could be that Brian was a little disappointed about how long it was taking him. Like it had been almost 3 hours or whatever.
So have you recently invested into the Bitcoins, ma'am?
About 10 years ago, I think it was.
Oh, so you actually started off pretty, I would say, early with the cryptocurrency. All right, I think we are connected
early,
now. There we go.
Yeah, I was an early adopter, I think they call it.
So you must be having like 100 bitcoins by now.
No, not that many.
Okay, so you said you're on Kraken, right?
How many bitcoins do you have?
Ma'am, to be quite honest, I mean, I have a mixed portfolio of things. Like I've got like 15 bitcoins and I've got several, what do you say, ETH, like Ethereums. And I recently invested into, and if you've heard of it, I mean, the Doge? One that Elon Musk was, that's right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that one holds like real value. It's backed by dogs. So at least, you know, you can always exchange the dog coin for dogs. Yeah,
that's right.
What do you think I should?
No, I mean actually gave me a lot of benefits. Well, I'm not Brian. This is Mark this side, ma'am.
Oh, sorry, Mark.
Okay. Well, to be quite honest, ma'am, I would personally suggest to you, however, that is completely depends upon you that what sort of investment you want to make. But I would rather suggest to you that when you have a good amount of bitcoins with you, just make sure that you split them so that you can, stay away from any sort of market crisis. So that way
that
you can
mean?
Put money
mean?
Into... That means, ma'am, that if you have good options, put some money on bitcoins, put some money on Ethereums, LTC, Dogecoins. You can just grab all of them a little bit.
Oh, like
you can
don't
split
put all
like,
your eggs in one basket. You're saying
you're right. You're right. Okay. That is right.
Okay. Well, I was thinking
because
that I would
that
put
way, the
all
thing is
of
that
the
if,
Bitcoin into United States dollars, and then I would purchase things from there.
That would be a good idea as well. Yes, ma'am, that when you put your money into United States dollars, this is like you are basically withdrawing it. You know, it's like although the money is kept digitally, but it will neither increase, it will neither decrease. So that will stay there.
Well,
so if you want to secure your money,
no,
you can
no,
put
I
it
would
there.
Invest it. I would still invest it, of course.
Yeah. It's your this particular computer is dancing. I mean, does it happen a lot like this or? Okay, so I think I am in your account right now, and let me see. This is a Kraken account. Get verified to a higher account level to fund your account and fee it and increase. Okay, just a moment. Let me just quickly see that what would be required here. Because basically this looks like the account currently is not activated or something like that. I'll just quickly go ahead and check this whole thing out for you real quick.
I've been using it on my phone, so I think I might have been able to authorize.
Do you see the screen? It's moving a lot. Does it move a lot like this?
Yeah, that's because of... that's because of the microwaves. Well, that's what Brian says anyway. I don't know if it's
No, it's like I tried clicking on something and it just started moving, and you know, I see a white screen. I'm sure you are able to see the same thing as well.
Yeah, it's. I mean, you can see the balance though, right?
Yes, I can see the balance. They're like, this is like real Bitcoins in there. And what I'm trying to see is that if this particular balance is available for you to make changes on it. Making changes on it means that if this balance is like you can withdraw it, or you can, you know, put them, you can change it. So I just need to make sure that the account is activated. That way we will be able to see that you use these Bitcoins or not as of now. Do you remember when you signed up with this account? Did you put your ID in there?
I don't want
him
to keep looking at it. I think I have to just turn off my computer or something.
Got your account verified by putting in your ID proof or something? Do you remember that?
Say that one more time. Sorry, I don't understand.
I said that did you when you activated this account, when you made this account with Kraken, did you uploaded your ID proof on it? Like any driving license or something? Did you put anything
probably
on it?
Probably, yeah. Probably.
Okay. Is there a way that you can move this computer away from the microwaves that you were talking about? Because if the screen will keep dancing, I will not be able to work on it. Or can you switch off those microwaves for some time so that the computer can become stable for some time?
Okay, I definitely cannot switch off the microwaves. That's not something that would be possible. My husband. Well, let me go ask him. Hold on. Maybe you could talk to him and explain what's going on.
No, that's fine. Just hold. No, that's fine. It's okay. I think I've got this account back. So just hold on. Once I will be able to see the stable screen for 2 minutes.
Then maybe he would be okay with it. Because he really wants the money, you know. That's the thing. He definitely.
So the money is that's your money, ma'am. I'm sure this is your account, right?
Yes, but I'm saying my husband wants he and I both want the money.
No problem. Yeah, you can make me speak to him. No problem. This is your money. We just want to make sure withdrawals are activated. If your withdrawals are activated, you can definitely go ahead and claim your money. So we can do this right away. We just want the computer screen to be stable. You understand what I'm saying? Like, now, if this will keep dancing here and there, I will not be able to click it. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
You see? It's moving.
Oh, I do see that. Stuart, we're trying to get it all fixed. And we're going to need to unplug the micro. Wait. Can you explain why we need to do that part?
The thing is, if you see your computer screen, it's moving here and there from the left to the right. It's jumping around. So I'm not able to click anywhere on the screen because it's keep jumping.
What do you mean?
If you see your computer screen, you would see that the computer screen is shaking.
Do you think if we have the microwaves on?
That is right. That is one possible reason why it's shaking, because of the micro rays.
I just want to convert it.
Ma'am, this is what I'm trying to do, but for that, I need a stable computer, because it's moving here and there. You just wait, let me try.
Are you there?
Let me try, hold on. Yes, I'm here.
I can barely hear. I'm not sure what you're saying. Can you hear me now? Hello?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Oh, good,
I can
good,
hear
good,
you.
Good.
The thing is, ma'am, you need to turn off those microwaves. Otherwise, this whole thing will keep shaking.
Oh. Okay. So I don't know if I can. I don't know if I have the heart to turn the microwaves off. You know.
Okay, then let me work on your account. Just do not close the account, because if you will close the account, I will not be able to work on it, okay?
Really upset about... Do you think we can do it off this computer?
What I'm saying is, do not close your Kraken account. Because if you will close your Kraken account, I will not be able to work on it.
Maybe I'll call someone else who has a better connection, because I can't.
Let me call you back.
Okay. All right.
Announcement.
Hello?
Hello?
Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. The line is very clear now.
Oh, okay. Well, perfect. Perfect.
Okay. Now, what I'm saying is, ma'am, that I will go ahead and I will activate the withdrawals, but you do not have to close your Kraken, okay?
Okay. Sure. Yeah.
What?
You said you have to do what with my Kraken?
I'm saying do not close it. Do not close the page. Let me work on it, okay?
Okay. All right.
Go ahead and I can, you know, activate your account. So for that, you do not have to use it. Just do not close the page.
Okay, all right. I won't close anything. It just doesn't seem to be.
Ma'am, again, you closed your account.
I'm not closing anything, honey.
Now, is there anybody else who is touching this computer?
I don't think so. I mean, I was talking to Amazon before. That's the only people I could think of.
Yeah, that might be possible, ma'am.
What do you think they're trying to do?
Well, I'm not sure, ma'am, that what exactly is the case. It's like I open your Kraken and it gets closed. I don't know who is closing it.
How about we do this? How about I put it on my phone? And then you can just tell me what to do.
Ma'am, for this, I will have to at least see the status of your account. Till the time I will not see the status of your account, I cannot advise you anything. I do not know right now that if your money is available for trade or not. If it is available for trade, I can tell you what to do. So you have to give me 5 minutes there, okay?
Okay. Is there an option to... Let me see, under the support. I'm trying to click on support.
Again, ma'am, who is, like, did
this
you
is,
touch anything
me.
Over there?
Yeah, that's me clicking on.
Ma'am, I will tell you if you need to, but I will tell you if you need to contact the support. For now, you just have to leave it alone for 5 minutes so that I can tell you what you need to do.
Okay, but you don't need to tell me what to do. It sounds like you're just sort of, you know, learning as you go. And
no,
I need Kraken.
You just called me up so that you want help with the Bitcoins, right?
I am just trying.
You need Kraken support?
Yes, that's what I'm doing.
Hold on. I'll help you connect with them.
See, look, it says, how can we help? Withdraw. Cash.
Ma'am, this is not how you withdraw from your Kraken. We are working here with the U.S. authorities to help people with the cryptocurrency exchanges.
Okay, well,
so
I'm
if
just
you allow me 5 minutes, I can
section.
Go ahead and I can tell you what you need
it
to
says,
do.
Below is an overview of options. Oh, this is perfect. This is exactly the kind of information we need. I'll probably just have to call the IRS to see how much taxes I have to pay on this, but it looks like they have wire transfers.
Ma'am, this is to fund your Kraken account. This is not to withdraw it.
I mean,
this
it
is not to withdraw the money. This is to fund your account.
I mean, I could be wrong, but I think that's how you spell withdrawal, not fund.
Hold on. Let me call you. Withdrawal. Let me call you back. I'm again not able to hear you fine. Let me call you right back.
Announcement.
Hello.
Is that better now?
You know, it sounds like you're inside of a microwave, basically.
Ma'am, what I am trying to let you know is that first of all, you will have to activate your account.
Have you ever put your head inside of a dishwasher while it's running? Of course not. That's impossible. But if you could, I think it would sound like what your phone sounds like right now. I think I kind of figured it out here. It looks like, oh, I can chat with them. That could be useful. Oh, wait. We've got the official Kraken support chat. You know what? I think I can just talk to them, it turns out. So,
you first of all need to go ahead and activate your account, ma'am.
Please. I'd like to withdraw my cash.
I don't want to talk to like the actual support. I just want to hang up on him and be like, you know what? I'm actually just going to talk to Kraken. I have to think this through more and spend some time coding that website differently because he wants to go click around that Kraken account to see if he can steal it. But I only made it so one or two pages show that I have 32 Bitcoin. So the more that he clicks around that website, the higher the chance of him knowing I don't have Bitcoin is, which is bad for the bait. I think at this point, honestly, if I can kind of do whatever, like I could just hang up or tell them, I think if I just tell them, hey, you know, I'm going to work with Kraken support to take the money out of my account, these guys will probably call back with some kind of a reason. They think I have $1 million and all that. So he might be like, ma'am, this is the IRS or like, ma'am, we're here to fix your network security, or like there's going to be some reason why he calls me back trying to get that money. So oh my gosh, this guy's got next level strats. He's trying to chat with me. He opened up the Zoho assist box and is trying to pretend to be, look at this, this is crazy. This is Joanne from Kraken support. These are the types of scammers that I want to keep baited though, but he's thinking on his feet. Some of the scammers we talk to, they can't think outside of the script. And while it's fun to spend some time with them and we can still report their accounts and whatever, this dude, I want to keep distracted. So I'm trying to withdraw my funds. I am downloading the app on my iPad. You don't. Oh gosh, don't call me. I want to just chat with them for a minute.
Announcement.
Oh, hold on. Let's check this out.
Yeah. Hello. Hello.
So that's him calling. I was thinking I would just say, sorry, I'm talking with Kraken support, and hang up on him, even though it's him. I bet he'd go along with it too. Be like, oh, okay. The app would be easy. I hate computers. They give off radiation. There is proof online. Do you want me to send the article? I understand, but since the chat plus remote support is only available on the computer, I will be able to help you out here itself. I'm gonna be like, cool. I'll keep the chat open while I use the app. Thanks, Art.
Thank you for calling Bitcoin Support. This is Mark. How can I help you today?
Oh, hey, Mark. I just wanted to let you know, and you can let Brian know as well, that I'm talking with the official Kraken support. So I'll no longer need, you know, your help, but I wanted to thank you for your time.
No problem at all, ma'am. That would be fine.
Okay.
And what other name did you say? Brian?
Really
Brian doesn't belong here,
that,
ma'am.
You know, you took the time to try to help me because I just don't understand, you know, computers and technology. And I know there's a lot of bad people out there. I'm glad that I met you, because, you know, I wouldn't.
Absolutely,
you know,
ma'am. Anytime you want help with any of your crypto problems, so. Don't worry about that. It's just that anytime you want any help with your crypto problems, you can dial this number, and we are officially here to help you out. And even if you speak to the Kraken support, I'm sure that they will have to activate your withdrawals. So that's what you and I was trying to do. So that's one and the same thing.
Okay. Well, I'm on the app on my iPad. It's just asking for my driver's license. So I think I'm going to be able to withdraw the funds. This is great.
No. What you're doing is you're making another account. You don't have to make another account, ma'am.
No.
It should not ask you for a driver's license.
No, it is, because I just have to verify. It says so I can upgrade my account to withdraw my more than $1,000.
Okay,
so anyway, thank you. Have a good day. Oh, actually, one last question.
All right.
Do you know how much money I have to pay for the IRS, or am I able to just avoid all that? Or do you know how that works?
No, ma'am. You will not be able to avoid all that. If in case you withdraw this money to your checking account, then you will have to pay taxes to the IRS, and that completely depends upon the your financial statement. Secondly, now there are ways that you can bypass all of that.
I'll have to get
there are ways that you can bypass all
or,
of that.
Or call the IRS. I'll have to find their phone number on Google. Okay.
Yes.
Well, thank you. Have a good day.
Sure, you too.
Just activate the withdrawal and let me know. Yes, I am uploading pictures now. I think this will be good for them to sort of wait and let it stew a little bit as well. Or we'll see what they want to do. Should I just say, like, great? It says verified. Can I have a look? I'm just gonna say, sure. Obviously, they mean on the computer, but please open Kraken.com. He's so. Look on the app. Please. Oh, I think I'm just gonna I'll probably just sort of end it with them for today. It's done. I'm going to add my bank now. This is so easy. Thank you. And then I'm gonna like go to close out of it or something. Okay. Oh, your account is not ready for. Do you want to leave this session? Oh, he won't let me leave it.
Announcement.
I think this is Brian.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, ma'am. This is Brian again, Brian Foster.
Oh, hey, Brian. Brian Foster, how are you?
The same technician who was working with you earlier.
Brian, you know, I just wanted to say thank you so much because my husband and I are, you know, we're so happy, you know, we're so happy. So thank you.
That's really, I'm really happy for you too.
Yeah.
By the way, Ms. Williams, the work that you were doing on the computer, we all got mixed up. I asked Chris to call you, and then I guess we just left in the middle. The work on the computer and we still didn't get paid, ma'am, if you remember, Ms. Williams.
Oh.
The $300 that hasn't been paid to us yet.
Okay. Well, Brian, I mean, good news. I'm withdrawing the funds from my account, so I'll be able to I'll be able to pay you guys in Bitcoin or whatever it is, you know, whatever's most convenient for you. I'll be able to pay you. So you
as you like it, ma'am. But right now we have to get back on the computer because I think we have been disconnected.
Whatever it is that you want, and I can for you. Hey, Brian.
Yeah, Miss Williams, I want you to go back to the computer. Please.
What was that, honey? Oh, and thank you for
the computer, ma'am. I need the firewall
installed because the Bitcoin guy said that it would help.
Well, you're welcome for that as well, ma'am. Okay. Miss William, I would like you to please come to the computer.
He said that the firewall made it more secure, and then all that would happen.
Yes, but that work isn't finished yet because we still need to put the license key. We haven't got paid yet. If we get paid, only then we can put the license key, and only then the security system works for a year, you know? Right now, it's just like a device, and it's just configuring it. It's still doing the whole job. So that has to be done yet.
You have to configure it. You're saying you still have to configure it?
We were configuring. We have been configuring for all this time, but we haven't still put the license key because we haven't got paid yet.
So once
we
get paid,
we can put the license key. That will be activated, and the work will be done for the day.
Oh, okay.
See, between this whole, the Bitcoin thing, we just lost the track of the time that we needed to follow. And it took me the whole day, you know, like it's been like 6 hours since I'm working on the computer and it's still yet.
For how long?
Like 6 hours, ma'am. I think 6 hours.
Oh my gosh. Is it some kind of a record or?
Well, apparently, I'm not sure. But it shouldn't have taken this. It should have taken like not more than an hour.
Oh, well.
I mean, I hope you understand, Ms. Williams. I'm just a technician here, an employee.
Right. Well, why do you, so you get paid by the hour though, right? I hope they pay you like a salary or whatever, because that would be very annoying to have to spend
not by the hour, but
spend that long on something. That would be a pain.
Well, I work, I
would be real
I'd
have to do that.
I'm on a fixed salary. Oh, there's a lot of echo again. Can you please
stay
out of the kitchen, please? Oh, thank you.
Right. Well, did you just step in the kitchen?
I hope they pay you well. I really do appreciate everything that you did for me and trying to help with everything.
But Miss Williams,
so,
I'm sorry.
Why don't you
again,
do this,
ma'am? Like
you,
I said before,
you
if
just
it
send a bill in the
on,
mail
I
to
have,
me. Send a bill. We'll pay that because we're gonna get our Bitcoin kind of cash out real soon. Okay.
Well, that's okay. You can do that on your end, but we have to finish up the work on the computer first. The security system needs to be installed. The payment has to be done so that the license key can be installed. It is still not protected, Ms. Williams. I've been trying to tell you this since we started working. You're still at a huge risk. There are foreign addresses that are still connected. The security system is not active
wait,
yet.
But what are you talking
you want
about?
That way?
What do you mean? What do you mean? What are you saying?
Ma'am,
you said there was a fire. You said there was
system,
a firewall.
We configured it. We configured the firewall. We installed it on the computer, but it's supposed to be activated. It can
you
only
said
be
it was activated.
The
you told me
purchased.
It was activated and it was safe.
Have you still?
That's what
no,
you specifically said. You. You
Ms.
said
Williams,
that it was safe. But it did not save this whole time. Because I told those.
Ma'am, Miss Williams,
I don't
have the recording. I can send it to you. I told you it was partially protected.
Okay.
Security system is installed. It wasn't activated or completely protected.
Okay.
That
how
means
long
the security
then?
System was installed, but you have to still activate it.
How do I do that?
Ma'am, I'm sorry, you're near the kitchen. You're near the kitchen. I can't really hear. Can you please come close to the computer and out of the kitchen?
Can you send me a bill, please?
Miss William, please come out
can
of the kitchen.
Can you send me a bill, honey? Can you send me a bill?
Miss William, tell me this. If we send you a bill, how can we activate the security system now? Because we have to purchase the license key. It will only take like maybe just 20 minutes or 30 minutes maximum. You can please come to the computer. We can finish up the job. And certainly, I can thankfully go home.
Well,
you don't have to send me anything, ma'am. Let me
I mean,
just
you
please
can
finish
go
the
home.
Job.
You can go home whenever you want,
I'll
right? I mean, it's not like you can go home whenever you feel like it. Right.
No, absolutely not, ma'am. I'm serious. It's absolutely not like that. I have fixed the shift tires here. I have to work for a certain hour. And there's absolutely not my choice. I can leave it. If I have this job on hand, if I don't finish the job, I mean, unless I finish the job, I have to stay here. But definitely, it's taking like 6 hours of the day. I would really love to finish it, ma'am. If it is possible, Ms. Williams.
Okay, well, what part do you need to finish?
It's seriously going to make me lose my job.
God, I didn't realize
that. We need to activate
the
security
system. I didn't
realize
I've been in front of the computer for
get
this long.
Get paid the $300 and put
the
license in there.
I'm going to be glowing like my husband is.
Ma'am, whose fault? Whose fault is it, Ms. Williams? I was doing my job, but you got all involved in that Bitcoin and go to all expenses and you just left everything in the middle. Is it my fault?
No.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry if it was rude. I'm
what do you kind of do you wish that I didn't?
I'm just
become
so
a millionaire today. I'm sorry that that's so inconvenient
no,
for
absolutely
you.
Absolutely not. I'm so happy for you. I'm so
sorry
happy
that
for
it's
you,
inconvenient
see,
that
you
I became
are,
a millionaire.
I'm so,
Ryan.
So happy for you. Trust me, Miss Williams.
You know you're just jealous, aren't you?
Oh, Miss Williams. Sorry. I'm not saying that at all.
You're
I'm
jealous.
Really happy for you. Just
I get
I can't
it. You're jealous.
Job.
That you want
to
be a
do you
millionaire.
Want, you do want me to lose the
you
same
be a
day,
yes.
Ma'am? Do you want me to lose the job the same day you became a millionaire?
Why would you lose your job? I don't understand.
I mean, because of this job, I could lose because I'm 6 hours on a job, which was supposed to take only about an hour. And we have put the security things in
but
there.
But you haven't
have
been talking to me this
I'm
whole time. I mean, you haven't been talking to me the whole time?
I have been, ma'am. I've been talking to you the whole time. In between, the billing supervisor called you. I believe you had a connection problem with him as well. Then he got lost from the computer. And here I am again.
Okay, but that's not your fault.
He's still trying to finish up the job.
Right? That's not your fault.
How is it my fault, Ms. Williams?
I'm saying it's not your fault.
Well, technically, maybe it's not, but because this case in my hand, you called me first. You started talking to me. I too called the job. I said to the security and it's a job on me.
It's not your fault, sweetie. Okay? You tried your best.
That's what's important. Can we just finish up the job, please?
Yes.
Can you go to the computer and we can connect, please?
Yes. What do you need to do on there?
I just want you to open Quick Assist like you did before and get us connected. We can simply install the security system.
Oh,
we can pay
I can't. No, I can't now. It. I it have to help like my husband trim his toenails. They grow like weeds. I gotta help him. Maybe can we do that tomorrow? Do you think?
Security system is in there, ma'am. They're like just.
Well, if you'd like, I could turn the computer off.
Running away without paying. It's...
No.
The security system is in there.
Send me a bill.
Ma'am, this is an over-the-phone purchase you made.
Would you like
the payment
to pay
has to be done online, like I said before, like through a wallet. See, it is not just about my job, ma'am. You're still leaving yourself unprotected. If you remember, the first thing I was talking about is putting a firewall on the computer. That would protect the computer. But that thing is still not in there. You're still at risk of losing information from there. So I'm not really sure how you're taking this.
What would you do if you were in my shoes? Let's say, hypothetically, you became a millionaire. And, you know, you're smart and attractive and all that. What would you do if you were in my shoes?
Well, in my opinion, ma'am, I would first of all think about securing that all. And that's what I've been trying to tell you all this time. Because that information has been processed through your computer, which is being accessed by foreign addresses.
Okay, so you'd secure
it. And that information can be compromised if the security system is still not in there. That's what I'm trying to tell you, ma'am. The security system has been installed. We need to activate it, get paid for it, make sure the security system is working right, and all good to go.
How would you secure it?
Cash out your money whenever you want.
Exactly.
And like I said, we have installed a firewall security system in there, which was configured.
Okay.
We just need and we'll provide you a 1-year license for it.
Okay, so how do we do that?
And that's what we have been doing all this time when we were connected to the computer. Now I lost the connection. You can just get me connected.
Honey, I need to sleep off some of this. I don't. I'm kind of in the middle of becoming a millionaire right now. I'm sorry.
Ms. Williams, I understand that. You can just get me connected. It'll take you 2 minutes when you finish up the job.
I'm sorry.
You don't really need to be there all the time.
Sorry, no.
You can just install the security.
I think I have
you can let you know when the payment has to be done.
I promise that I will pay you. All right? I promise I will pay you. You just send me the bill. And I have to talk to the IRS first to find out.
Ma'am, the payment has to be done online.
You know, how much money I have to pay in taxes and all those sorts of things. But after I get that sorted out, I will promptly pay you and you won't have to deal with it at all. Thank you, darling.
So right now you just want to leave the computer unprotected, horrible as it is?
No, you said that it... I mean, if you'd like, I'll just turn my computer off, I guess. That's probably best. Don't you think?
How will that help?
Well, if I turn my computer off, then I guess I won't have any hackers or anything, right?
The information that you have already sent through the computer that's out there. And then you have the iPad connected to the internet. You have the Wi-Fi in home.
He's trying so hard.
Maybe I'll just put it. I mean, if I put it in the middle of the kitchen, I don't think anyone will be able to use it. So, you know, I kind of have that going for me.
And I think within an hour it will blast. It will blast in an hour, man. Not more than an hour.
Well, I won't do that then.
Please don't do that. That's for safety.
I won't do that. That wouldn't be good.
Yeah. That's not a way to protect your... See, that the computer doesn't have the bacteria that can be killed with microwaves, you know? So it's only the bacteria.
Yeah, right. That's true. Well, hey, it was nice to meet you. And you know what? Don't worry about the security. Well, just send me a bill. I'll cover it. You know, how much does it cost?
It was just about $300, man, for 1 year.
Oh, that's easy. I'm a millionaire. $300 is fine. You send me a bill, and we'll get that paid. All right, sweetheart. Have a good rest of your day. And I, you know, I gotta go. My money needs me.
Secondary concern.
I'm a millionaire.
Primary concern is the security system is still not installed. You just give it 2 minutes. We can finish it up.
No, thank you. I'm really not interested. I'll just buy a new computer.
It's not about the computer. The foreign addresses, they have been connected with the IP address, and the IP address is not going to change. The information, ma'am, Miss Williams, you logged into your bank account, your email account, your Kraken account on the computer many times, multiple times, right?
It's okay.
You have sent this information on the internet multiple times.
Oh,
the foreign
so
addresses,
you're saying I should, like,
connected
change
to
my
your IP address,
everything?
They can still access that information. Then you will send them again. You will send them the new passwords.
Okay. Well, I'll change my passwords. I'll go to like a coffee
there
shop or something. Right?
You have
because you're saying they're basically here in my house. Is that what you're saying?
Well, then you are okay. Well, when you're in the coffee house, then you are giving your information all over, because in coffee houses, it's a public network. It's an open network, just like your home right now. That's not the way to protect yourself.
Okay, so what do you want me to do then?
I've been working here for years. I told you for hours that the only way to protect is the network security. That was a serious thing.
I don't want the network security anymore. You're wasting my time. I don't have time to talk to you right now.
Mom, you wasted 6 hours.
I haven't wasted
of my day.
Wasted anything. Honey, you get paid for this.
Miss Williams, you understand I have put the security system on your computer, which is costing us $300, and we haven't got paid for it.
If you don't
want to pay it, okay, I understand you don't want to do the security, you don't want to pay it or anything, let me just get the security system out. Why do you want me to leave a $300 software on your computer and not get paid for it?
I want to pay for it. I told you.
I can't send you a bill, ma'am. It has to be an online payment. It's an online purchase over the phone. I don't understand, Ms. Williams. How is it? Why is it so difficult, ma'am? It'll just take you 2 minutes to get me connected.
I'll pay over the phone.
You don't have to
do anything.
For that, you have to go to the computer. We need to connect to the computer.
Card? No, you said it was over the phone.
No, ma'am. I don't...
I'm sorry. I think
it's an over-the-phone purchase. The payment has to be made online.
Charge it to my Amazon account, okay? Just charge it to that Amazon account.
You don't have the Amazon account.
My daughter's Amazon account. My daughter's Amazon account.
Ma'am, the purchase is made under your name.
Sweetie. Can I give you my credit card? I haven't used it in like 3 years because the magnetic strips literally boiled off when I walked into my kitchen. But I think the numbers still work.
We are not authorized to take credit card or debit card numbers over the phone.
Oh, well then.
Ma'am, don't pay for it, okay? Ms. Williams, don't want to pay for it, we can just take the security system out of there, okay?
Okay, that's
you can please
that's
get
fair.
Me connected to the computer.
That's fair.
It'll take you just 2 minutes.
We'll do that tomorrow then,
the
okay? We'll do that tomorrow, sweetheart. All right.
Ms. Williams, if you don't answer tomorrow, I don't have any way to get back to you, ma'am.
Well, I mean, I'll answer tomorrow. Why wouldn't I?
Ms. Williams, can you please understand? Can you please understand?
What? I might not be able to because I'm a millionaire. I can't really relate to normal people problems.
That's okay. I can understand, Ms. Williams. That's right.
I want to understand. I just don't understand, you know?
You can give us a call back tomorrow if you get time, any time, and we can take the security system out of there. I will just close the case on my end, ma'am. And if you'd like to keep it, we can send you a bill. You can pay through the bill, okay?
Oh, you can send me a bill.
If you'd like to keep it, we can send you a security key along with the bill. You can activate it yourself. If you'd like to do it online, you can call us back on the same number. We can do it for you online. Or we can take it as you wish. Okay?
Okay, so you're going to send me a bill then, sweetie?
You tell me, Ms. Williams, if you want to keep the security, send you a bill along with the security key. You can activate it yourself. Or you can call back tomorrow and get it activated online. Call us to remove it if you want.
I would just want you to send me a bill. I think that would be the easiest part for me. If you can just do that.
I'm sorry, ma'am. There's, a lot of booyah in the kitchen, I think.
I'm not in the kitchen. I wouldn't do that. I'm talking to you in the living room.
There's a lot of echo.
Well, why don't you send me a bill?
I think a couple of more microwaves turned on there.
How about a wire transfer? Can we do a wire transfer?
Sure, we'll send you a link to your...
A wire transfer?
We can send you a link for the bill. And there will be options paid through credit card, debit card, wire transfers, and wallet. Okay?
Okay.
You can use any of those options.
Well, I'll tell you what. Tomorrow I have to call tomorrow I have to chat with, the IRS and talk to the Bitcoin people and find out how much I have to pay in taxes. Mm-hmm. And then after I sort that out, I'll look for your bill and I'll pay it. Okay? Thank you again for all your help.
All right. That's completely fine. You can do that.
Hey, sleep
welcome,
good tonight. You made me a millionaire.
Talking to you, ma'am. And again, congratulations.
Yeah, you made me a millionaire. Thank you.
You too, ma'am. Congratulations again.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I couldn't have done it without you. Thank you.
Well, bye-bye, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You can tell Brian was pretty defeated after the whole experience, and when I called him back the next day, I couldn't get in touch with him. I'd like to think that maybe he went home and smashed his microwave and quit scamming, but I will leave that for you to decide. I hope you had fun listening and learned a few things, and if you enjoyed the podcast, subscribe and maybe share it with someone that you think would enjoy it. As always, know that you're valuable and you matter. Bye.